Blog Talk Radio.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the...
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Black Experience in Cancer. Every day that this episode is August 31st, 2021. We will read our subject title tonight after this record plays by the OJ Ship Ahoy in its entirety.
Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy now.
began to feel the cold wind blowing by. There's so many fish in the sea.
Yes, sir. The track went off.
The track went off.
Yeah, getting to the revolutionary agenda, ladies and gentlemen, on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced with our host, Shabaka, co-host, Paris Vermeer.
Shane Comer.
Right. Shane Comer and the anchorman, Romel and the Sanders. Today's topic is the revolutionary agenda. What you got to say to that? Shane Kuma.
We got to have an agenda, period. We got to have a black agenda that's specifically for black people. And we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to tell us what tangible we're getting from a Biden administration, because we're not getting nothing tangible from this administration. It's been months of Biden and Harris, and we ain't getting nothing tangible. Okay, Shabaki.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sorry about that, gentlemen. I had my phone on self mute. Okay, all righty. Yeah, so Hurricane Ida, we're discussing that tonight because I'm of the opinion is that when these hurricanes, it hit the Caribbean, when it hit all the major slave ports of the Western Hemisphere, they're starting off the coast of Africa, and this is the power of the ancestors. And any of you Biden supporters, you're welcome to call in. And the number to call in is 516-418-5996. Okay, we still ain't heard from you Biden supporters. We still ain't heard from you on StreamYard on Frontline Black News. We ain't heard from you on Shabaka's Black Experience. But we understand. We understand your humiliation. We understand you had your head bumped and you got your pockets and you got played for a stone fucking trick, okay? And by the way, this episode is for those 18 years of age of over. Now, when the news is no longer factual and full of sensationalism, it is time for the people to take action. Point being, with this scandemic, pandemic, or plandemic, it is time to wake the fuck up. The brain dead are leading our people straight down the toilet of the burning house of integration. All ass scratchers, yassa bosses, and selective amnesia victims must be ignored for the very survival of us as a people. Other groups, go hold your own nuts. We as a people need tangibles. Tangibles 2020, Tangibles 2021, Tangibles 2022, Tangibles 2023, Tangibles all the way up to 2100 and beyond. And all YASA bosses are not only a danger to themselves, they are a danger to all of us in the diaspora. Please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns at 516-418-5996. Also, too, our chat room should be open. If it decides to work, if they ain't going to fuck with our algorithms again. So let us know what your comments, questions, and concerns at 516-418-5996. Please follow Frontline Black News, Shabaka's Black Experience, and all black media, and definitely check out Brother Che on StreamYard, and check up our back episodes of that on YouTube as well, too. Definitely follow us on Twitter, at Shabaka, capital EXP. Definitely go to the Facebook like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Greetings to you, gentlemen. Okay, now, with the hurricanes hitting Orleans, of the information that I've been getting back on it since I finally got a day off from work, okay, the need for us to serve our own self-interest is paramount, and we can no longer worry about mastering other groups, okay? Every other group has benefited from our misery and our sorrow in the formation and the creation of the United States and Western Europe, Australia, and Asia. The educational systems of these public indoctrination centers reinforces self-hate and self-destruction. Okay, now, also, too, as Brother Che had pointed out on the StreamYard the other night, with Hiding Biden with his sleepy Joe ass, getting ready to let in, you know, 50,000 Afghanis coming to America. Wow. Dang. So you know what that means for us, right? So which means is you got 50,000 more.
Nothing.
Exactly. Unless we go out here and make it happen. Now, the ancestors, you know, already left, you know, guidelines for us from Dr. Sebi to Dr. John Henry Clark to Minister Malcolm to Mr. Elijah Muhammad, also to Dr. Huey P. and what have you, little Bobby Hutton, Fred Hampton, and the list goes on and on and on. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to turn it over to our co-host, and then we're going to hit with the anchor man with their opening comments, and let us have a great show. Revolutionary Agenda, Hurricane
Talk Adam. To the people.
Always.
Yeah, so what I was saying before you came on, Shabaka, yes, I am Chan Krumah, the co-host of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I was saying that we need an agenda, a black agenda, something
yes,
specifically
sir.
For us. We're not getting nothing tangible from a Biden administration, and we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to call in and tell us what tangible benefit we're getting from a Biden administration. Biden's been in office for 9 months, and we ain't got nothing tangible, but all these other groups got something tangible. They got specific legislation for them, and all we got was simple holidays.
Oh, yeah, prepackaged bullshit, you know, that they've been bumping our heads with, you know what I'm saying, for the last 50 years that I know.
Celebration Day.
Yes, you know, and all that. And don't get me wrong, you know, I dig hip-hop, and I do respect the art of rhythm and poetry, and that is from you gentlemen's generation, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. So I give you that. But you know, I don't mean to crumb on it, but I got to say one thing about it. Hey, all you rappers out there, could you please lose them terms of niggas and bitches? Our women are not bitches. Our bitches are female dogs.
Right.
Although that they did treat our women on this plantation system, you know, as bed wenches, as breeders. Case in point that I've stated before. Now, let's look at here of a slave market. Let's see. You get an old-ass bastard like Shabaka with half his teeth gone and shit. This fool might be worth about $50. Okay. Yeah. Shabaka might be worth about $50. You know what I'm saying? All right, and then, you know, they'll get, you know, to the anchor man. You know what I'm saying? Anchor man might be worth about $150. Because anchor man knocking out some push-ups, you know what I'm saying? So he might be worth $150. Okay. Now, Brother Che. Now, since Brother Che's got youth on his side and he's still got the strength on him, Brother Che would be worth about $500, you know. But I, one of our young queens at 16 years old, $1,500. Why?
Because she's going to be a breeder.
Exactly. Violated by the white man, you know what I'm saying, at any time that he so desires. Infecting her with all kind of diseases and what have you, like they did Sarah Bartman, you know,
Sarah
with the Dutch kid. Yeah, you see what I mean? Then not to mention the fact of another common practice they had on the great plantations of Louisiana, I believe as they call it. And I believe Ken Norton had made a film called Mandingo that dealt with the same subject matter, where the white female tells the brother if he does not fuck her, she will holler rape. So, damned if he does, damned if he don't. That's a hell of a predicament to be in. You know, and his mindset is still settling in with us, and you ass-scratching congressional black caucus individuals, you sorry black-ass politicians like Mayor Han Kuhn of Denver. Let's see. All you black so-and-sos in the U.S. Senate and Congress, Uncle Tim Scott, America is not a racist country with his stymie-looking ass. And we're supposed to sit up here and project this bullshit that this is progress. This is downright insanity, black family. This is downright insanity. And then the sad part of how this bullshit perpetuates from generation after generation is incredible. Everybody wants to bum rush Los Angeles. Man, I'm going to be a big star out there, G, you know. Kill an NGR, shoot an NGR, calling our women, you know, the B word and things of this nature right here.
Bullshit.
And we Yes, yep. That's exactly what it is.
Bullshit.
Man.
That's exactly what it is, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's another term for manure, bullshit. And, you know, what I'm noticing is that, like I always, I take it back to my 5% lessons. One of the lessons says, he likes the devil. Devil gives him nothing. And nothing is nothingness. Vanity and corruption. Chaos.
Yes,
they offer nothing because they have nothing to offer but lies and fried swine. You know? You know, and that's all they got to offer us, man. Things that ain't good for our soul, things that ain't good for our body, and things that ain't good for our mind.
Exactly.
You
know what I'm saying?
You know, because we the original man. We the original man. They're just mankind.
Yes, sir.
And what I'm noticing,
yes,
you know, on the topic of revolutionary agenda, revolution is 360 degrees of innovation. That's thinking outside the box.
Exactly.
You know, not allowing yourself to be trapped mentally or put in a position where you ain't making decisions. You know what I mean? And we got to make executive decisions. You know what I mean? We got to make major decisions because the tides are turning and we got to ride that wave to the end where, you know, we going to be on top again. And, you know, that's my revolutionary agenda, putting us on top again, putting black people on top again. You know, and the only way to do that is through politics, war, and diplomacy.
Yes, sir.
Diplomacy
is
the language and the action that's used in politics. And politics rules war and starts wars. And that's what we're doing. We're starting a war that we ain't got to pick up no gun. You know what I mean? Because we got the mind. The universe has blessed us with the mind. And a voice. You see what I'm saying? So it's like,
indeed.
You know, in the Quran it says that if you can't change something with your hands, change it with your mouth. And if you can't change it with your mouth, change it within your heart. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, the heart is where the intention is. You know what I mean? And we have that desire, we have that objective to bring a revolution to existence and to bring a revolution into manifestation. And that's what we are, man. You know what I mean? Vote Jay Parrish for mayor of Denver. Check us out on frontlinecampaign.org. Support Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. Support Frontline Black News because we the voice. We the voice of the people right now. And we got to execute.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. That's all I want to say.
Oh, yeah, and it's all good, man, because, see, it's up to us to get us ourselves up out this hellhole. You see what I mean? Because even Dr. King said, man, you know, is that he led us into a burning house with integration. You see what I'm saying? And being self-sufficient is not racist. Being self-sufficient is not being ignorant. You see, it's just that, like Malcolm said, if you got somebody else, when you got to depend on your oppressor to educate your children or to have food for you or a place to live, you are still a damn slave. You see, one way or another. You see, and then the sad part about it is that we got to turn the YASA bosses around, or better yet, not turn them around. Turn our backs on them. You know, let me make that clear, because they threw. They gone. And I hate to say it, you know, and this is just what I've been seeing, you know, over the 50-plus years of my lifetime. So, therefore, so all of you out there who said you couldn't get an answer, what is the other night when you try to call in, now's your time to call in, you know what I'm saying? And who was that there, Brother Che, on the StreamYard agent 0017 or whoever the fuck.
17 Clipper.
Agent 17 Clipper.
Yeah. You know, so, he's welcome to call in, you know what I'm saying? And what have you, you know. And then the cold part about it is.
Motherfucking Agent Joe the other day.
Remember he was talking that shit? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That we full of all this hate and all this old type of shit.
Yeah, I got a hate for injustice.
Yeah, it is hatred.
Hatred toward injustice.
Yes, sir. You know what I mean?
And my brother, there's nothing wrong with protecting your own and being amongst your own, because the first law of nature is self-preservation. And once you preserve yourself as an individual, you got to preserve yourself as a collective. And self is black.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then, two, is that there are those, have different ideas. They got a lot of knowledge to drop. You know, call us in. You know what I'm saying? We welcome you, you know. And if we disagree, then let's
call
it
right now, Ma. Yeah, Ma.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and the number is 516-418-5996. And then we hashtag the Congressional Black Caucus. We hashtag you sorry motherfuckers out there in Hollywood. We hashtag the city of Los Angeles with your crooked, lying, angling asses. You know what I mean? We hashtag the city of Denver, you know. And we understand that you've been bullshitted. We understand that you got your head bumped. We understand that you've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled. You've been taken for a ride. It's okay. You know, we understand your frustration. You see what I mean? Why the hell you think we started this podcast? Why do you think we say the things that we do here on this podcast? We understand. You see what I'm saying? We've been through it. You see what I mean? Now, all these cats, you know, that's getting ready to bum rush this country from Afghanistan, you know where they're going to set up their businesses at, black family. You know what I mean? To sell you more
right
alcohol.
In the hood, man, selling cigarettes and poison.
Yes, sir. And more shit, you know, for self-destruction. You know, so you're going to be having many
guns
more drunk motherfuckers.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, all that. You know, and then to mention the fact is that black people have fought in every war of the United States since the Revolutionary War. You see? And then there was a lot of the brothers who came back from World War II, World War One, that received some of the most inhumane treatment ever going. You see what I'm saying? We ain't going to mention the cases of the Scottsboro boys. We ain't got to do that. We ain't got to mention Emmett Till. We ain't got to mention the brother Isaac Woodard, who got blinded when he was returning from World War Two by the sheriff that put out his eyesight, you know, hitting him in both his eyes with the butt of a nightstick. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the former heavyweight champion, Joe Louis, you know, who beat the shit out of Max Schmeling prior to World War II. He himself served in World War II. And then he donates, like, I believe, a couple of $1 million to the Navy. And what they turn around and do to the Brown bomber, they hit him with tax evasion. What kind of gratitude is that? Hit the man with tax evasion.
They ain't going to give you nothing that's good, man. They ain't going to give you nothing that's good. And then they want you to think that the good is bad and the bad is good. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
You know, they're trying to switch shit up. We dealing with revolution. They're dealing with counter-revolution, backwards motion. Because revolution is forward motion.
Exactly. You know what I'm
anything
saying?
Anything that counteracts revolution is something adverse. We dealing with the universe, right? Which is perfect harmony.
Yes, sir.
And anything that's adverse is something that is dealing with illness, stagnation, regression, resentment. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
You know.
And then, of course, too, and then with Ida doing her thing down there in Louisiana and over the Gulf of Mexico and in the Caribbean, you see, once again, I'll say it again, that there's the spirit of the ancestors, you see, that they threw off sides of the ship, that they brutalized in Santo Domingo, that they brutalized in Haiti, that they brutalized in Louisiana, that they brutalized there in Veracruz, that they brutalized there in the Carolinas. You see what I'm saying? That they brutalized in Virginia and Maryland, you know, because Freddie D had beat the shit out of the rape and slave trading pedophile that violated his mother and put some work in on his ass, and Freddie D knew that he was a dead man if he stayed there. So what did Freddie D do? He went in and jumped on a ship and became a sailor. And he sailed off into that hellhole and that Sodom and Gomorrah place called San Francisco Bay. And that place is oh, man, it's a mess, you know. And then, of course, when they started bum-rushing the gold, as we stated before, you know, they had had many sailors abandoning the ships in San Francisco Bay, where the damn city of San Francisco had turned the abandoned ships into the city jail. You see what I mean? Just to show how they got that gold fever, and then California's gold at that time had provided one sixth of the world's gold. You see?
Now, you know what's excuse me, I want to say one thing,
yes,
brother.
Yes,
okay, because supposedly, you know, gold is the most sought after, most precious element on earth, but there's one that's even greater, brother. And you know what that is?
Platinum.
The black life. A black life, brother. A black life, brother.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know, so
true
indeed, a black life, a black person, a black human being. You know what I'm saying? That's the most valuable individual on the planet earth right now. You know what I mean? That's the most valuable element. That's why they're trying to keep us down, so they can keep using us as a stepping stone.
Oh, yes. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then, of course, using us as guinea pigs like they did with the Tuskegee experiment. You see what I'm saying? And now, and then, of course, you know, they had all these rappers and entertainers, you know, telling us to go up here, go get vax, go get vax, go get vax. Now, why in your right mind, why you go out here and allow yourself to be injected with some shit that they don't even know about? Say, and then not to mention the fact, those who have been extorted, repeat, extorted into taking the vaccine. Okay, I see a live feed, young woman, you know, is renewing her lease at an apartment for her and her little baby. Well, she gets slapped on her door, well, your lease won't be renewed unless you show proof that you've been vaccinated. You know, then, of course, there are those, you know, who have been forced vaccinated. And what they're doing is, you know, is that they're blending this shit in. They're going to bring it in, you know, subliminally. Then they're going to have movements going around like how I see down there in the state of Florida where people are damn near going to throwing fists, you know, over this damn mask mandate. Now, I got a question. Now, if this shit is so bad, why is it that when you go paint a house, you got on a respirator, okay, both sides, you know, they got the filters in it. Same thing when you go to paint cars. Same thing go when you go to lay pesticides and even a the termite chaser, what they call this trick, Terminex, you know. But yet, though, man, you got on a semi-cloth surgical mask, you see. Now, they're saying is, you know, you don't want to inhale the mask, but the biggest organ on your body where any of this shit could be absorbed through is your skin. See? In other words, people, this shit ain't adding up, you know?
No,
it ain't
mathematics
adding
up. Never lies, man. Mathematics never lies.
Exactly.
Mathematics is logic. That's what they term as philosophy. You know what I mean? And that's what the rational that's what the rational man deal with. That's what the original man deal with. You know what I mean? It's logic.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's how you think they build the
man.
Yes, sir.
So, you
and
know,
how you think they build
the
great
shit and it's true indeed.
Yeah, and you're right, Brother Romero, they are coming in with the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? You know, and then they're coming to us with this other shit, do your part, take the vaccine. Now, those who are not getting vaccinated, well, you're the ones that's spreading it, but they ain't telling you about this individual who died in Australia who got injected with this. You see?
Man.
So they ain't telling you that. You see what I'm saying? And it's just a matter of time before, you know, You're going to start going through checkpoints like you had in Nazi Germany. Hey, show us your vax card. At first, the motherfucker says, where are your papers? You know, now it's going to be, the papers is going to be your vax card. You see what I'm saying? Oh, then they're going to sit up here and put you in FEMA camps, in my opinion. They're going to isolate you. Then what's going to happen is, now here's something, people, that we ain't even thought about. Now, what about those who would already would have a natural immune to this shit? You feel me?
Right.
What about those, you know, who will not be affected by this shit? Yes, they, and it's probably one in a million. This is just a theory, you know. So all you clowns over there in Silicon Valley, if you want to go fact check shit, fact check this. Now, here's something for you. I once read many, many years ago of a story of a great disease, you know, hitting the earth, right? But there was this one child, like about 16 years old, who was immune from it. So then they wanted to take blood from him to inject his blood into the other ones who were infected with this great disease, right? So the father of this child, and this is his only son, his only child, saying, well, you keep taking blood from him, you're going to kill my child. So then society's norms came to him with, well, isn't that there what happened? That God gave his only begotten son.
God,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I could see pulpit pimp.
Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I could see some pulpit pimp paid off pushing that bullshit right there on the ones who would not be scarred by this shit, you know, by the ones, you know, who would have the natural immunity of it or be blessed by the ancestors not to contract this shit. And then as Brother Che and I had discussed offline and off air, well, you had the Delta variant, you got the L variant, you had the first variant of the coronavirus itself. So what you're going to have is more and more variants of this bullshit. You see what I mean?
Right.
And then the cold part about it is that they're going to still keep, you know, pushing that agenda. They're going to be kicking in your front door. Well, hey, are you motherfuckers vaccinated? You know what I mean? Well, take the vaccine, you know. And then whatever you do, family, when you go to these places, man, like where there's social gatherings and they want to put this thing up to your head to take your temperature, don't let them do it. Who knows what the fuck that is?
Right. The mind melts and shit.
Now they're doing your wrist. I went to South Street Clinic here in Denver earlier, and instead of doing the forehead like they usually do, they did the wrist.
Oh, is that right? They did the wrist, huh? Okay, we got another caller in out to Mile High Income City. I think I know who this is. We're going to unmute Mike. Okay. All righty. Let's see. No, that's Brother Che. I guess they hung up. Huh.
Is he hung up?
Yeah, I guess they hung up.
Brandy.
Okay, ask her to call. Yeah, have her call back in. And okay, yeah, okay. 4185, okay. All right, hold on. Okay, wait a minute. Boy, these fools is playing some games with this shit tonight. Hold on here. Okay, getting ready to unmute Brandy right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brandy. Okay, Brandy, you with us? You're on
mute. I finally got here.
Salute,
sorry,
Quinn.
That, gentlemen. What's up, Quinn? Chewbacca.
Yes, ma'am.
Babe. Who else is in here? I just got to say, they tested him on the wrist, but they hit me on the neck today. But I would say, like, I had an eye doctor appointment. It took, like, four hours. I was a lot. They dilated my eyes, and I came out with a whole infection in my eye that I haven't been able to cure from the eye drop.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I've been weird about the eye doctor since. I thought he was tearing in my soul. Taking all my
right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. They could be doing any damn thing with that there. That, yeah. This bullshit is not to be trusted, folks. You know what I'm saying? And Shabbat.
This is a conspiracy theorist, but I was like, man, that eye retina thing is like a real thing. You know, the retina skin.
Yeah. You see.
You know.
Yeah, and ain't no telling, you know, what they're doing with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, family, we got to protect ourselves against it, you know. And then I really would like to see some of our technicians, you know, some of our, what do they call this stuff right here, biometric students, and those with type of knowledge to call in and give us their expert opinions on this. It says, because this shit is diabolical, okay, because... with these ass scratchers, and as we already know, people, is that the ass scratchers, they're just going to do a master kill. You see what I mean? So all you Yasa bosses, and as we stated before, not only are you a danger to yourselves, but you motherfuckers are a danger to all of us here in the diaspora. And that's real shit, you know? And I'm sorry to see you celebs, you know, come up there, oh, go get back, oh, go get back. You motherfuckers is on puppet strings. Straight the fuck out.
They just had a rap concert where they had invited, like, all these southern, they had all these southern acts, like Krill Bill, Crime Mob, Lil Scrappy, Lil Johnny, Eastside Boys. All these cats that were big back in, when I was in high school, they all had this vax concert. And all the flyers, you have to be vaccinated in order to attend this concert. It was about 20 acts from the mid-2000s.
Damn, yeah, I would have been missing that big time, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You know, yeah, you see what I mean?
I'll catch the bootleg version.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, and I hate to say it, you know what I'm saying, but the truth will set you free. And, you know, with me being in the 50-plus club, you know, I'd be a damn fool if I didn't say anything else is that these cats is on puppet strings, man. They've been bought, you know what I'm saying? Straight out, you know, that's their job. They're under orders, you know, and I ain't mad at them. You know, it's because, you know, to go up there to be an entertainer, to be actor, a star athlete, that takes a lot of dedication. A lot of dedication. And I can understand that, you know, why, you know, they would do that. But at the same token, not only is it immoral, folks, it is also very, very dangerous, you see. Why is it dangerous? It's because it could lead to multiple deaths. You see what I'm saying? On a genocidal basis. Oh, yeah. Think about it. Just think about it. Yeah, it's real bad.
No, it's like,
you know?
It's like we're just enabling our own death, basically.
Yeah, you know, it's like they say in that song, Three Blind Mice, you know what I'm saying? You know, the blind leading the blind and all this old type of bullshit, you know what I mean? And then we supposed to sit there skin and grin, you know, looking like Tim Scott's coon ass.
Three blind mice, you know what I'm saying?
And to go up here and get slammed with this shit, man, come on, man, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
It passed that I was talking to one of my little homeboys, and he was like, I'm going to go get my shot tomorrow. And I was like, why? He's like, it's been approved. And I was like, what? I was like,
damn.
You still remember you're black, right? And he's like, yeah, but, you know, science has proved it and everything's it's A-okay now. I was like, what? No, don't do it. I was like, well,
yeah, please don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, because this shit is diabolical, family. You know what I'm saying? Straight the fuck out. It is straight diabolical.
She got the Delta variant right after she did the vaccine. She didn't have the corona first. she just got all that shit after the fact. I was like, geez, man. All this just to keep her job. Sitting there for a week and a half in pain and uncomfortable.
Oh, yes, yes, ma'am. And that's the more reason why we need to provide our own motherfucking jobs for ourselves. You see what I'm saying? And this episode is for those 18 years of age and over. It is uncensored, you know, so do let me say that. You know, so obeying all the guidelines. So
it's real in the battlefield.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt, you know. And then, as it's been stated before, we got a right to survive, we have a right to live, and we have a right to exist. You see what I mean? You know, but they don't want us, you know, knowing that part. They just want us to go down there, three blind mice, take advantage They're going right off of a damn cliff. You know what I'm saying? Damn, boy, if it wasn't sad, it would be laughable, you know. You know what I mean? You know, motherfuckers just going up there just doing what they told, you know what I'm saying? Don't make waves and all this old type of shit. You know, and then when you look down at the history of the world, and as has been stated by one of our ancestors, our sister's still with us, one of our elders, is that never in the history of mankind has anybody ever gotten their freedom by appealing to the moral and consciousness of those who were abusing them or oppressing them. It doesn't add up. you know, that's like saying 2 + 2 = 5. All wrong answer. 2 + 2 = 3. Yeah, exactly. But what are some suggestions, folks, that what we could do to protect ourselves against this? You know, intellectually, economically, physically.
Revolution.
You know,
that's what we got to do. We got to shift and change how we've been thinking, how we've been acting.
Right.
That's the only thing that's going to make a difference. You know what I mean? We got to make power moves from here on out. We got to make every move count, every second matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, we just can't be sitting idle no more, man. We got to do something, like I said earlier. If you can't change it with your hands, change it with your mouth. If you can't change it with your mouth, change it in your heart. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to be determined, man.
Yeah, most definitely. You got to be determined. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way.
You got to have the determination. You got to have a determined idea, man. You got to have determination, ambition.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? That's what it takes. It takes ambition, motivation, you know what I mean? Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, because when you're dealing with understanding, that's you recognizing and realizing what's going on around you. Seeing it for what it is. You know what I mean? Because understanding is the third component, the third letter in the alphabet is C. You know, so you need to see with your eyes open. See with your third eye. And stop looking at the lies and thinking that it's truth. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And just to prove your point even further, Anchorman, that there's like an individual pissing on you telling you it's rain. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like somebody defecating on you telling you it's snow. Come on, people. What kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know. And then, as you said, man, you got all this recycled manure going around, commonly referred to as bullshit. And then I'm sitting up here at this, and then I'm sitting up here, you know, looking at this damn idiot box. You know what I mean? And these fools is up here with this shit, man. Yeah, the southern states hit hard by the Delta variant. Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, and Florida. Once again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who makes up the majority of the population in them states, folks?
Original.
I mean, I don't know nothing. Yeah, I don't know nothing. I'm just over the age of 50. I'm stupid. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing. And then they coming out here, man, trying to push this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And then there was a cat, a war veteran, where they said that his death was preventable because... he did not take the vaccine, and then he got hit with the shit, and, you know, and then he checked out. Now, here on the idiot box, They got the winter skulls, the unvaccinated, for what? You know, well, they went to a damn commercial, you know. Now, here's another thing, too, people, that we got to ask ourselves. Okay, they're talking about, you got this pandemic, scandemic, plandemic, or whatever that's going on, right? But why is it on social media, on this fucking idiot box, they're still, you know, commercializing shit, getting you to go out there to spend your hard-earned money. You see what I mean?
Right.
But, you know,
right.
You're in the middle of a pandemic, scamdemic. But yet, though, they're still trying to say this bullshit, you know?
Because they're trying
just
to bring
like
it down, and then they're going to bring it back. It's all designed to do something with our minds. And it's really like, I feel like the coronavirus and the Delta variant, all of a sudden this week, took a slight downfall. You know, and we've been distracted other things like Afghanistan and other nonsense, Biden and his little speeches.
That's
an
interesting concept right there.
Happened, and then we'll just be blindsided by a full blown statewide infection or some crap like that.
Or a motherfucking shutdown, a whole country shutdown where they pop up at your crib and start fucking hurting motherfuckers in the FEMA camps. You know what I mean?
That's the next move.
You were saying that they found Biden incompetent, or they're finding him incompetent in that Kamala Harris might step in.
And if Kamala Harris step in, we got problems for real.
It's going to be FEMA camps to the triple power on that one.
Oh, absolutely. And then you're going to be having a
three strikes. It's
going to
be one
showing.
Strike.
Exactly.
I can be confident in the first year, though.
Yeah, and then he's
that on the Cartoon News Network?
That you're almost 80 years old.
You're too damn old
to be president in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. You see, and at least with the dog.
Straight up, man.
You know
I know
saying?
This might sound crazy, but bring Trump back, man. At least I know what I'm doing.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. You took the words right out of my mouth, man.
Because this other motherfucker, man, I don't know how he moving. That motherfucker, he goes to his lair and he throws on his motherfucking cloak, his Ku Klux Klan cloak, and I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yes, sir. One of his main homeboys was Robert Byrd.
Yeah, they were looking at agenda. He's talking about beating our ass. We ride with him, too. Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. And then on top of it, I want to comment on shortly about this recall election that they have in a great fiery state of California, where you got this Sambo ramble-ass motherfucker by the name of Larry Elder.
What's his name, Gavin Newsom?
Going
that
up against
awesome.
Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom, as you know, is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. And you see, and then Newsom, he's up there talking that bullshit about everybody wearing masks in California. And then this motherfucker's going out there to Napa Valley, sipping on that Boone's Farm wine and shit. You see, entertaining his life. And ain't nobody up there, you know, got no damn mask on and none of that shit, you know.
Fucking rosé bubbly, motherfucking popping bottles.
And then keep in mind, you know, bad news for you wine old motherfuckers. I hate to be the bearer, but your Napa Valley went up in smoke. And me personally, I think the motherfuckers just burning down the damn grape vineyards to plant them MJ fields. You know, they ain't fooling me with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You mean to tell me no more nitrate, brother? No more nitrate? No more Cisco?
So for all you drunks out there, you know, your Cisco, night train and all that shit, that's getting ready to go up high as hell. You know what I'm saying? And then in the great state of California, gas is at $5 a gallon and all that old stupid ass shit. You know what I mean?
Motherfucking $10, $15 for a pack of cigarettes. Cigarettes don't cost more than cocaine.
$6 a gallon.
$6.
Cigarettes don't cost more than cocaine now.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, therefore, it's
I ain't
designed,
gonna lie, though. I still love menthol, so.
Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah. Well, you can't buy them in it. Yeah, you can't buy them in the state of California.
I enjoy disappearing into a menthol all the time.
Yep, right. But
yeah,
yeah,
it's targeted. I was
California.
Like, yeah, whatever. Kind of, oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
you
I
can't
smoke
menthols in California no more, thanks to Pamela,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. It's because I remember I was walking through Panther Town up on Telegraph, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at this gas station, all the damn cigarettes is empty. I said, man, you know, where the fuck is the damn Newports at, man? Can't sell menthol,
uh-huh.
Man, in Alameda County no more. You know, because of the cigarette tax initiative. And that's another thing that I want to crumb bomb on as
oh,
well.
Oh, man,
this
is the hypocrisy, right? Let's talk about the hypocrisy
oh,
right there. We love Newports, and all of a sudden we batted against them. Okay, I meant
oh,
all
yeah.
Start running on white, black people, and it's black people that love menthols, and white people just targeted us with it. Come on, man. You missed me with that crap. It's like, look, you had choices. You had regulars, full flavors, menthols, cheap ones. You know, you had choices. As a black person, I see they black people do smoke regulars. Okay? So,
oh, yeah.
Black people, black. No, you just like what you like, okay? So you have choices. So I just miss you with that. You know, I don't even want to hear. I don't care. I just want to know why they're going up so high. Or why it's so good. That's all I want to know.
Because
I
want to make it harder for you to get them.
So we're going to take these flavored cigarettes out of there. What? She's taking all the adventure out of smoking.
They want to take them out because the white cigarettes are getting addicted to the shit.
Yeah, well, whatever happened to
that's
Black and Wild? Black and Wild Wong.
Yeah,
right.
Out there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, you had to go all the way
Black
to get you some Black and Miles. But you couldn't buy them in Panther Town,
yeah.
So you
had
to
go to
Canada
to get you some Black and Mild cherries.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And yeah. Then on top
absolutely.
Of the two, ladies and gentlemen, is that they keep coming to us with this shit, you know what I'm saying? And then, now get this here. Now, they got this motherfucker up here, widower of cancer victim, says his wife was discharged after the hospital got overwhelmed with unvaccinated COVID patients. Okay, now you see where the trend is going here, folks? Okay, so now they're going to start blaming the unvaccinated. You know, you all are perpetuating the disease because you all ain't getting a nanotechnology vaccine. Yes,
sir.
You all
in the midst of all this, they ain't giving us our tangibles, man.
Precisely. Yes, sir. So therefore, all you high
in the midst of all that.
Yeah, you know, you can still call us in at 516-418-5996, and we've been putting it out there for the last 6 months for y'all to call in. Also, too, on the StreamYard, which is on Patreon now. Also, too, on Brother Che's YouTube channel. You see what I'm saying? And we are yet to hear from one of you individuals. But we understand you got your head bumped. We understand that you've been bullshitted. We understand, just like what Malcolm said 60 years ago, you've been had. You've been took.
Damn,
you've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled. You got straight got mugged on an intellectual basis. You see what I'm saying? Honestly believe that Hiding Biden is going to sit up here and is going to be worried about our black asses. He was the main one who pushed that federal crime bill that led to mass incarceration of a lot of innocent people. Same thing with your
crime. He was the main one during the presidential debate when asked about reparations. He said, we need to give it to the immigrants.
Need to give it to the immigrants.
Because the immigration is built by immigrants. And we have
listen, they just don't want to admit that they some dirty motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
They don't
want to
admit
the
atrocities and the persecution that they've caused. They don't want to admit that they're the main
accountability, criminal. They don't want that.
But Katrina and Ida is issuing out some accountability on a spiritual basis.
Yeah, so is. New Orleans is out of power for a month.
Uh-huh.
over a month. Mm-hmm. They're saying it could be up to 6 weeks before they get the power back home. And that was one of the main slave ports.
Yes, sir. And the French were also known for their brutalization of the slaves down in Haiti, down in Martinique, Louisiana.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then I believe that when they had the Dred Scott case, and oh, yeah, and by the way, to that stupid-ass motherfucker out of St. Louis by the name of Pianchi, you know what I mean? Yeah, your dumb ass is welcome to call up, too, and you'll get shown the door again with your cognitive dissonance, you know? So, hey, and people, and he's going to sit up here. Now, this kind of ramble-ass Negro is going to sit up there and say that he's an American citizen, right? And he talked that shit. Well, man, I'm in St. Louis. What a Dred Scott case happened at. And I still ask the same goddamn question. I'm yet to still get a straight answer. When did we, as a people, on a collective basis, petition the U.S. government that we wanted to be citizens in this motherfucker?
Never, never. In the original Declaration of Independence, it said subject. It never said citizen. The original said subject.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then, as Brother Che had pointed out and educated me on, and I agree with him with this term, African-American, which is a description of property signed by executive order of Bill Clinton, okay, that an African American is a piece of property of the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Right. I made that shit up.
Yeah.
Or as Rice Cass said, you're a 14th Amendment and you're a good nigga.
Exactly. You see what I mean? And then doing
which one's the amendment that says
on,
that slavery to be abolished unless used as a punitive sanction for crime? Which one is that?
Oh, that's the 13th Amendment.
Okay.
You see? And they use that 13th Amendment. Yes, sir. And they use that right there, you know, to justify the chain gangs, you see, of the South. You see what I'm saying? Manual labor.
But never ended
dead.
It's laws.
Exactly.
Now it's in the prison industrial complex, and now it's in debt.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, how long
are
we going for today, Chewbacca?
2 hours.
We're going till 9. Well,
Yeah. We got 2 hours. Yeah. And then also, too, and then I do want to give a shout-out to the great staff that we have here at Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced, of keeping it on point on code. Definitely frontline black news, you know, keeping it on point and on code. And definitely, folks, check out the webpage, frontlinecampaign.org. And then also, too, we're requesting sponsors coming here, drop some bread. You're welcome to come up here, you know, and host your own podcast on our platform.
We're willing to advertise.
Yes, sir, and we're willing to advertise for it, and also, too, and the purpose of these donations is to keep this podcast going on and our co-podcast and StreamYard's going on as well, too. But our primary objective is to get some of our unhoused neighbors off the street, because this winter is going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly, and we got to do it for these babies out here. You say we got to do it for these babies. And then also, too, we got to put together a task force on our own accord to find our missing children.
Damn.
Say, we got to find our missing babies. You see what I mean? And this is why, you know, we got to be very, very selective on the social media when we put children of our little ones up there. You see what I mean? Because keep in mind, Silicon Game Valley is based over there near the San Francisco Bay Area, and you know what type of element that is. You see what I mean? And it's only 400 miles from Los Angeles, and you know what the fuck is down there, you know, as well, too. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, and once again, you hide and bite supporters are welcome to call in, and Uncle Tim Scott's and Stacey Abrams and you're welcome to call in as well, too, you know. And then all you motherfuckers out there supporting Cartoon News Network, you're welcome to call in as well, too. And tonight's episode is uncensored, and it is for those 18 years of age and over. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Call now. Call right now.
Have you started receiving any checks for, like, a grand yet when they're talking about putting wombs in actual men and having babies? Because I was like, you might as well just write Sabaka's check now.
Indeed. I think I got $100 bill right here. Yeah, I got $100 bill right here for any of you dudes out there, you know, who identify as women, which is your business, but you got to give up a sample of your last menstrual cycle, and it cannot be your sister's blood, it cannot be mom's blood, it has to be your blood to show that you have a bona fide menstrual cycle. And when you can, you motherfuckers can't, then you go ahead and drop $1,000 and make the check out to frontlinecampaign.org. You know what I'm saying? When you can.
Check right now. We need our tangible.
Exactly.
We need green paper back.
Exactly.
To let.
You see what I'm
saying? The mayor needs to be holding wax up to his ear.
Yeah, and then also, too, to you brain-dead Negroes, okay, we feel sorry for you. We know, we understand your ass scratching and Yasser Boston syndrome. It was beaten to you for 400 years. This is why Ida is raising so much hell. This is why Katrina has raised so much hell. You see what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Well, you see, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. You know what I mean?
No. Forces of the universe leaves no debt unpaid.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
What I thought really upsetting about the news was that the white people were talking, and they were worried about property and power and getting their stuff together, getting their city back right before they were worried about the people. These people were like the third on the list. And then the gentleman? Was he like a junior governor, something like that? Underneath the governor, the black guy.
The lieutenant.
The lieutenant, yeah. Sorry, I apologize. The lieutenant, and he was like, you know, we probably have about 500 people that probably stayed. And
let me ask you this.
His voice started choking up, and he was like,
isn't it true that the governor of Colorado has the second gentleman?
Let the Baca talk.
But they got the second gentleman of Colorado, right? Am I correct in that?
I don't know what they call it, man.
Okay. And he's married to the governor, right?
That's the first gentleman. Instead of the first lady.
Man, damn.
Diabolical.
I need to go have a drink on that one, folks, and I don't even drink, you know. Damn. Okay.
Right, but they got all the answers. Supposedly, they got all the answers.
Okay, now, also, too, on this kumbaya ass-scratching Negro, Larry Elders, I'm talking about you. Okay, he wants to run for governor of California. And he had made the statement is that black people overreact to racism. And he says that racism does not exist. Echo and Uncle Tim Scott of Carolina. And the sad part about it is, now you see, now this is another thing, too, I want to bring up, too, black family. Is there any way to cure the mindset of the brain dead? Is there any way to resurrect the mental dead when these people come up out here with these asinine statements? Like, they come up with Shabaka, with you being a person of color. First place, let me check you on something. I'm not a person of color. I'm a black man in America.
Right. That's right. That's what I told my psychologist today.
Yes, sir. You know, oh, psychologist. Oh, I had fun with them.
The rapist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
the rapist.
Oh, yeah, I had fun. Oh, I had fun with them motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, indeed.
They've
been called
therapists, a.k.a. the rapist. The rapist mind.
Well,
Psychologists can prescribe medication. Now, with both of these people in these professions, right? Okay, my question is to this. What type of internal fucked up ass issues do these individuals have that made them want to study that in the first place? Now, they talk about Sigmund Freud, who brought you the identity.
He was the mother of mine. He was a weirdo.
Sigmund Freud was a homosexual, and he was a dope fiend. Okay, all right, fine. That's his business. But you are not going to sit up there and have some motherfucker on drugs who has an alternative lifestyle to tell me that there's something wrong with me as a man because I like female sex organs. See? Because, you know,
yeah, everything's upside down, left side right.
Yeah.
Everything's motherfucking fucked up, bro. These motherfuckers, they got the world upside down. And you know, it's like, you ever heard the term where they say, taking somebody upside down so that way the change falls out. That's exactly what they're
doing. In other words, these straight motherfuckers.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They say the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, man. And what he's stealing, man, is your soul.
Exactly. That's the change they rattling out your pocket is your soul. You see? And then on top of
Can't make a change without pain.
Exactly. You see? And then, and now let's look at the situation with Afghanistan. Okay, now they got about 50,000 of these motherfuckers on their way over here, right? Okay. And, of course, you know, they're going to be setting them up in businesses and what have you in the black community, right? Now, I remember there was a case in Oakland, California, where they tried to blame a group of brothers saying that they were allegedly associated with a pro-black organization, let's say, that's been in existence going on, say, about 90 years, okay, you know, connect the dots. And the same organization had the greatest heavyweight boxing champion of all time as a member. So they were stepping into some places and, they were stepping into some establishments in Panthertown asking, hey, you guys are Muslims, right? And they said, yeah. So they came with, assalamu alaikum, may peace be upon you. And they said, okay, well, if that's the case, why are you selling alcohol to our people? And these gentlemen went on and proceeded to destroy the inventory. You know what I'm saying? And they straight smashed it. And then also, too, just like the brother in Chicago who went to the establishment of where our women go there and they patronized this establishment, and they were beaten by another group of people who owned the establishment. And the brother goes up there. He walked in a few days later after this incident. He had two cinder blocks or bricks, and he simply went in and announced himself to the management that, hey, we don't dig the way you treated our people here, so guess what? I'm getting ready to bash out your windows. And the brother went out there, proceeded, bashed out the windows. He didn't flee. He got arrested. You know what I'm saying? And then
I believe his name was Tyrone Muhammad.
Yes, sir. And then, you know, the proprietor of this establishment says, well, he's selling weeds at 50%. And I hate to say, you know, had a lot of our women standing around in line to go get these weeds at 50%. Okay, you see, people, why we got to change the mindset of our youth. Now, I ain't telling black women how to wear their hair, because if you tell a black woman that, man, you're going to have hell on your hands. But the only thing I'm just saying, though, sisters, just look at the sacrifice that that soldier made. You see? And they saying black men ain't stepping up for the women. You know, just look at the sacrifice that Mr. Muhammad made right there. You see? So now, when these 50,000 Afghan motherfuckers get here, they're going to be duplicating the same shit in the store, right? Time for us to build our own shit. We can do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you gotta work
and we could
ground
do
up.
Exactly. You see, we got to change the mindset. This is why we got to get our children up out of these damn public indoctrination centers. Now, a lot of our sisters are worried about their sons coming up. You see what I'm saying? As one sister related to me, you know, she's, you know, worried about, you know, her son. You see, the men folk, because they took the male out the household. They say, just like if you ever saw the motion picture Claudine with James Earl Jones and Diane Carroll, where he's standing in the closet, and a social worker came by and found him standing in the closet, and she says, well, what's your name? We have to get your name. He said his name is Simpson. And she said, Simpson what? He said, Simpson X. Well, they said, well, what kind of name is that? And he says, well, hey, lady, you heard of Malcolm X? Well, he's Simpson X. You know what I'm saying? So once again, Hollywood perpetuates this bullshit saying that the black male is not needed in the household, and we're wondering why our young men is coming up wearing skinny jeans, wearing berets in their hair, and things of that nature right there. You see? So, you know, this imagery that they are projecting of us out of the city of angels must be addressed. And this is why we say, from the bottom of our hearts, to the president of the Screen Actors Guild, to the president of Paramount Pictures, to the presidents of Miramax and Universal and Warner Brothers, and to the city of Los Angeles itself, and even to the Hollywood Walk of Fame committee. This is why we say from the deep part of our heart these infamous two words of fuck you, because you're not going to sit up there and disrespect this shit.
Yeah.
Hey. And then, hey, don't get me wrong, I appreciate the movies. I appreciate the art of filmmaking. I appreciate the creativity of writing the shows and the plays and stuff. But why do you always
have to have a black man?
Exactly. But why do you want to sit up here and show motherfuckers like Billy Porter wearing a dress? Why do y'all want to sit up there? Yes, sir.
I was going to say they would rather glorify their people and mix and dilute our people. They'd rather destroy
absolutely
the image of the black man and uplift the image of their people. And that's what's going on.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
a classic
you know, the revolution will not be televised, nor glorified. But they're trying to find a way to commercialize and monopolize it and monetize it.
Yes, sir.
And as soon as they
yes,
figure
sir.
That out, even the term revolution is going to be watered down, brothers and sisters. So we need hold on to the shit that really matters, man. You know, because for some reason the devil, he knows how to bend words and switch them around and, you know, hit us with the alphabet soup shit. You know what I mean? Well, we're all deranged and motherfucking puzzled, and we can't figure out which way is what. But if we work from the ground up and get grounded and look at the ABCs and the 1-2-3s of the situation, which is they have persecuted us, they have, you know, degraded us for years, and then now is our time to stand up and accountability for ourselves and take accountability for the fact that we need to, you know, change shit around, man. You know, we can't go for this no more. You know, there was a movie, I think it's Beverly Hills Cop, and he says, man, don't fall for the banana and tailpipe.
Exactly. Yes, sir. And then through Beverly Hills, Brother Ramel, and when they threw Eddie Murphy's ass out that window to Beverly Hills PD, oh yeah, they don't mind fucking over a brother in Beverly Hills. You see, because see, that's the elite, that's their money. You see what I'm saying? That's where all your movie directors retired at. That's where, you know, they got our women being exploited up there in them nudie films, you know, making a
man, they crucified Bill Cosby, bro. They try to crucify Bill Cosby. And because he was the symbol of a black father. He was the black dad. He was America's father. He wasn't just, you know, I mean, because, you know, everybody watched the Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody watched that.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, they did.
You know, it had such a positive image and a positive, you know, strength to it that they had to destroy that image, man. And that's what they did.
Absolutely.
You know, it's
and then
it's
to reinforce you then.
Prostitution, yes, and paperwork.
Indeed. And also, too, in that episode there, too, staff is still, you know, receiving hits on it. So, therefore, for all our listeners out there, definitely check out that episode. Then also, too, check out our episode that we did about 4 years ago called Hollywood's Effeminization of the Black Male. That episode is still getting hits on it today. You could Google it. You can Google Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced to check out our past episodes. Definitely check out frontlinecampaigns.org. Definitely check out our StreamYard. And, Brother Che, I'm going to let you give the title on the StreamYard feature that we do, sir.
Yes, it's Frontline Black News.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so definitely check out Frontline Black News, you know, on StreamYard. And then, too, there was a young brother that called up that episode, Hollywood's Effeminization of the Black Male. And I think that there was 2017, I think, because Mad Dr. D, you know, was still with us when we did it. And we had a younger brother call in out of San Bernardino County that dropped a lot of positive notes on that. And then, and his brother Che had related in his excellent work and research and formatization, you know, of our shows and platforms and what have you. Didn't you say, Brother Che, that Hollywood at the last Academy Awards recognized the first trans, what, the first trans actor or Academy Award winner or something of that?
Yep.
And they even had that bullshit on the BET Awards, bro.
Oh,
they had
man.
That
well,
bullshit
was
on the BET Awards. The first person they showed was a lesbian lady, and they were praising her because, you know, she had, I guess she was involved in filmmaking and programming, and she went hard with the LGBTQ shit. I was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's just the infiltration, assimilation, and commercialization of black people, man. You know what I mean? Like I told you, these people work like the Borg. If, for those who aren't aware of Star Trek, there's these little aliens, right? They're like robots. And they go from one universe to the next, you know, turning everybody else into robots, too. And the first thing they say is, prepare to be assimilated. And that's exactly what's going on. They're assimilating us, man, into their ways and actions, into their methodology.
Yes, sir. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, is that the Star Trek series created by Gene Roddenberry, Star Trek The Next Generation, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, all that is brought to you from that organization at 5555 West Melrose Avenue, commonly referred to as Paramount Pictures. And the granddaddies of them all, when they went and stole that land from that black woman in the early part of the 20th century called Hollywood and Beverly Hills, is Warner Brothers, Paramount, and Universal.
How they stealing the property, if I can enlighten us, please.
Okay.
I've never heard
had to get in, Yes, sir. Brother Isaiah, feature commentator off the East Coast. Yeah, I see he's not on with us tonight, but he had dropped great knowledge on that on my wall, and I think this was about a couple of years ago. And if he was here, I would definitely ask him to drop it. But, you know, because like I said, with my schedule, man, doing a million things at once, I got notes galore over here. And keep in mind for all our critics and all our haters out there, yeah, we do research our stories and we do know what we're talking about.
Take the facts.
Now, you can call in.
Research.
Yeah, you can call. Yes, sir. You're welcome to call in at 516-418-5996. You know what I'm saying? And then we know you hate on us. Okay, great. That just let us know that we're getting somewhere. Yes, sir. If you want a book to sell, have it banned. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And then also,
Brother Chewbacca and Black Family, I really appreciate the show. I got to go, though.
Okay. Anchorman. Yeah, we definitely appreciate
you. Anchorman got to shut it down a little early today.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Peace and black environment all the time from my campaign,
from
the cradle to the grave. So salute to all the fallen soldiers. Peace, and I'm out.
Yes, sir. Okay. So thank you so very, very much, brother, for calling in and with your input, man, and your contribution, to our podcast. Well, Brother Che, getting back on, to what we've been saying is that with this revolutionary agenda and Hurricane Ida, this here just goes to show the sign of the times of what's happening. It's because the spirit of the black woman, who is God, who is the original woman, she is pissed off, man. Because I'm looking at this damage her spirit is doing across the Atlantic, in bondage, in change. You know what I'm saying? Is that motherfuckers gonna be held accountable, man? Period. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt, And the sad part about it is
we're the only ones that's going to hold them accountable. And nobody else going to do it.
Hell no, man. And then,
Indeed,
man. And then all you other groups out there, y'all got to go hold your own nuts, Hate to be the bearer of bad news. We as a people, we tired. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And we're going to go up here and we're going to do the right thing. And also, too, and we could do it strategically, but all you other groups, you can go out there and say that we hate you, which we don't, but you're not going to sit up here and capitalize off of our fucking misery. You're not going to sit up there and capitalize like everything is cool. You're not going to sit up there and capitalize off of us, with our arts and our contributions and our sciences of what we gave the world. You see what I mean? And it ain't going to work. Dr. King told you that. Integration is a burning house for the black man. And it's burned down. You see what I'm saying? And we just have to be real about it. And there are individuals who think that, are racist and that we hate you and shit like this.
That's disrespectful, causing a projection.
Absolutely, brother. That's exactly what it is to keep the slave mentally weak, and then on top of that,
to gaslight you, it's to make you seem like you're crazy, but you're not crazy. You're in your right state of mind, black family.
Yes, sir. Indeed. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that, we've always been looked at as a gesture, a clown, a buffoon, or something like that. And then the cold part about it is that when we address these issues and then, when our people go get their education and what have you, They say you got to bring that knowledge back to the community to upgrade the quality of life within the community. You see what I'm saying?
Well, they call that critical race theory now.
Oh, okay. Now, finally got a straight answer on that one there, Brother Che. Yeah, please elaborate on critical race theory, sir.
Telling the truth about this country's history is now considered critical race theory.
Okay.
The truth about this country's history is now considered critical race theory. Ain't no goddamn theory. It's a proven fact.
Right.
That there's racism in this country. It's always been racism in this country. This country was founded off of racism and white supremacy. But now,
yes,
if you say that, they say that you're teaching or practicing or speaking critical race theory. And it's like, no, I'm telling the truth.
Right. And this is the truth that they don't want to.
Even in all your history books, though, they want to take slavery out the history books. They want to omit certain things out of the books, out of the curriculum that they're teaching our kids. And it's to make themselves look good.
Right.
And not tell the truth about their horrible past, their atrocious past, and the atrocities they put us through and continue to put us through. That's why it's $100 trillion in
tangible
reparations.
Yes, sir.
And we're not letting up. And we don't care how upset they get about it.
Right, because this is a marathon, you know, not a sprint. You
not
see, and then not to mention the fact, you know, as well too, in my opinion, is that when you sit up there and you ignore these atrocities, you see, you're only opening yourself up, man, for future atrocities, such as Tuskegee, such as all the police killings,
such as the medical apartheid, such as the acres of skin. I mean, we know what they've done. They didn't want us to know what they've done. Because for us to acknowledge what they've done, they have to have accountability for what they did and continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say stupid stuff like, I didn't own slaves, but you benefited from it. You benefited from the whole system being the way it is.
Indeed, you know what I'm saying? And then not to mention the fact of how slavery contributed to the gross national product of the United States.
Well, I'm not distributed 90-something percent of this country's wealth into the hands of the Caucasoid.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And then, too, and I wish we come across the information by Dr. DeGruy, if I'm saying her name right, is because she was doing the feasibility study on it. And I am going to reach out to the good doctor, you know, and if you hear us there, Dr. Joy, you know, please call us in if you can, ma'am, you know.
Well,
and
the phrase post-traumatic slave disorder.
Yes, sir. Okay, the PTSD.
That's what a lot of black people are suffering from, well,
absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of
foundational
black American descendant of slavery black people, because there is a difference.
Yes, sir.
They
okay, now. And in addition to, indeed. And then in addition to going back to tradition is the first step forward. And this is why I would like to do a show, and I am going to ask, you know, for those of us listening on the air, please inbox us at Frontline Black News. Please inbox your Baca's Black Experience Enhanced, is because we definitely want to go off into the history of our ancestors on the continent, particularly in regard to the University of St. Corey, you know what I'm saying? And definitely some more knowledge to be dropped on about Mansa Musa, who was the king of the Songhai Empire, who was also the brother of Abu Bakari, who had left Mansa in charge of the empire because, from what I understand, Abu Bakari had went out there and circumnavigated the globe at that time. So and his information has came across where he did arrive in the Americas, you know, South America, Central America, the Caribbean, what have you, North America. There are those who have been dropping knowledge that when we did circumnavigate the globe, we went around the whole globe, you say, and then they want to come steal all our knowledge, you say, and claim it as theirs.
Yep.
And as far as Socrates, Plato, who was the other cat, Aristotle, why is it that you don't hear nothing about these particular individuals until they went to Kemet? You see? Why is that? Exactly. You see? So therefore, so those of you on other...
murder, death, and destruction. That was their only history.
Yeah, and
chaos
disease.
And calamity. Because that's all that
yes,
was in Greece and Rome at that time. Was nothing
right.
But the worst shit you can imagine going on.
Yes, sir. And that's what's going on right now. You know? You see? That's exactly what is going on now. Except now they got it all virtual and digital. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
And then the sad part is that these Eurocentric values that they tried to place upon as being the only reliable source. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they have to have a total approval in it be truth or fact under this current system. And they have so many of us programmed where we think that they have to have a seal of approval before we believe anything that our own people are telling us and have been telling us for years.
Indeed. You see what I mean? Indeed. And then, of course, right. And then on top of the fact, too, is that they want to look down upon us when we try to become self-sufficient. But also, too, black family, we also got to look at what we do to each other. Because of this ailment that has inflicted us. Now, keep in mind, it's not going to get cured overnight. You know, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And we need to focus in on what we're
turning to self-love.
That's precisely my point. Yes.
That animosity
you know what I mean?
We have toward one another. We're so quick to forgive the oppressor, but we'll hold grudges for decades against our own.
Yes, sir.
That has to stop.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
There has to be trust established.
Indeed. You know, and we had to build up a camaraderie amongst ourselves again. Yes, and then just like how I see a lot of people up here to put out here on social media of us, you know, degrading ourselves and using this NGR term and all this old type of shit. And I'm going to say it here because I'm not nobody's nigga. You know what I mean?
No.
And all of that. And so this is why the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead was created, you see. And then also, too, Brother Che, don't I have you as an administrator in that group?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's because what's going to start happening in that group, and I'm stating it, you know, on the air, is that, hey, we appreciate those who want to join the group and what have you, but, hey, but your OTBs come to that is because I want to clear up a misconception. When we say the resurrection of the mental dead, we're talking about the resurrection of those who are mentally dead due to the slave mentality. You see?
Yeah, but for
now,
some odd reason, they gravitate toward that.
Yeah. And then
also, they gravitate
too,
toward that.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Like, why
you
don't
want
to be up in our business? Why you want to know what we're going on, what we got going on, like
Casey exactly.
Clipper? You see, he didn't call in, and he was given the number.
Exactly. Yeah, he was told the time to call. He was told the time zone. You see what I mean? And then you have to understand OTB's meaning other than blacks is that it's not a question that we hate you or anything like that, okay? What it is that you take our people for granted. You see? You take our resources for granted. You see? And remember, where were you motherfuckers at when our people standing up there getting hit with fire hoses and having police dogs sicked on them? Where were you all at? And you all sit up there. Exactly. And then you want to sit up here and listen to this mumble ramble, or as you call it, Brother Che, mumble ramble rap shit of us degrading ourselves.
Sample ramble.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, sir, the sample ramble. You're listening to that bullshit thinking that it speaks for us, and that's not the case, OTB.
Shooting, killing niggas. Shooting, killing niggas.
Yeah, and all that, yeah, and all that old
calling
type of
your
shit.
Women a bunch of bitches and hoes.
Right.
All that, the greatest shit.
Yeah, you see, there's Hollywood and it's bullshit. And that's why I tell you, Mr. Woods, down there in Century City. That's why I tell you there, Mr. Woods, out there in Woodland Hills. That's why I tell you, Mr. Woods, in Encino, Topanga Canyon, Bel Air, Pacific Palisades. That's why I talk about you, no good, dirty, slime ball, sleamy, measly, so-and-so's the way I do. You ain't shit.
Right.
Because everybody ain't for sale, Mr. Wood. And that's for real. And then for you cats out there that made it. Yes, sir.
It's about getting back to this hurricane.
Indeed.
You think they're going to make it mandatory for people to have vaccines in order to get the FEMA aid?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. And then those, you know, who will not get the vaccine, they're going to permanently detain in the FEMA camps. They say, that's what's coming. Yeah, that's in my opinion. Yes, sir. And not only down there in the south around Louisiana and what have you, but they're going to be doing it in the deserts of Southern California. And then what they're going to do is when they have the FEMA camps filled up to a desired capacity, then they're going to turn the water off. It's because you already see what's happening, man, you know, with the Colorado River, man. You know, right there by Hoover Dam, you know. Yeah, and I don't, and the thing I don't understand, man, with all that snow, man, that be gumming off those, the caps, you know, of the Rocky Mountains on the front range and on the back range, man. I don't understand it, man, why the Colorado River, man, is that shallow. You know?
Because it's just so dry.
Understand. Yeah.
We haven't been getting as much snow as we normally do.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then on top of it, too.
It's looking like it's going to be a warm fall.
Okay. All righty. Okay, yeah, so that's the same thing they're saying about California, too, man, because, you know, all the damn forests are burning up there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
almost Santa Ana season. But.
And I'm just wondering if the Pineapple Express, man, is due to come in, man, or the El Ninos, as they call it. Because I remember one time, man. Okay, so
no,
they don't have no El Ninos in the.
Not this year. They said
no Pineapple Express. Damn.
Nope.
Okay, so that's making me. Yeah, so that's making me think, man, that that damn space station they got up there is manipulating this shit. You know, with Bezos and other dude flying in out of space, yeah.
Well,
and they said it took them. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know, and then on top of that there, too, and I appreciate what Brother Maray, you know, is doing over there on the continent as well, too. You know what I mean? And that's what we got to do, Black family, you know, is that we got to reconnect, you know, with our ancestors. You see what I'm saying? That's what we have to do. And not only on the mental plane, but on the spiritual plane as well. Okay, Brother Che, we're in our last 20 minutes right here, man. You got any closing comments and what have you?
Yeah, I just want to say to you Biden supporters, we told you so.
They told you I wasn't going to get nothing from the Biden administration before their selection was even selected. And
right.
Now you see 5 meters greasy, and we ain't getting nothing
yes,
out of this.
Nothing
but symbolism.
Except more turmoil. Yes, sir. And tokenism and what have you. And then they, you know, putting these bullshit celebrities up there, you know what I mean, telling us a line of shit, you know, and what have you. And although
shot,
on the corner,
we don't even know what's in it.
Exactly.
But
you see what I mean? And then,
get this damn shot because they're telling you you got to have it, otherwise you're going to die.
Yeah.
Black people would have survived
yes,
so much. It's a wonder why
yes,
we were
sir.
Still here, as much stuff as we've endured over the centuries. And
yes, sir.
You're just letting them piss on you, telling you it's rain, letting them shit on you and telling you it's snow.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Are doing.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so,
sir. Yeah, that's exactly
said,
what it is.
You've been bamboozled, you've been tricked.
Well,
now what are you going to do about it?
Well, yes, sir.
Well,
here,
black media, we're just going to continue to push for our tangible. We're going to continue
yes,
to do
sir.
For self. We're going to continue to
right.
practice group economics because we
yes,
don't just
sir.
Talk about it. We actually be about it, and we live this. This is a lifestyle. It's not
mm-hmm.
It's a choice, and it's a lifestyle. We live it, and we choose
yes,
to be free. Under the system of racism, white supremacy, and we choose to do for self and make sure
yes, sir.
It's black first. Black first all the
indeed.
Time. 365 days a year, 24 hours a day is black first. And
yes, sir.
We got to adopt that mentality collectively, and we can
mm-hmm.
be better off as a people if we adopt
oh,
the black first mentality, what we do for self. We spend with ourselves. We work with ourselves. We work on ourselves. And
mm-hmm.
we construct a system that will overtake this current system and replace
mm-hmm.
the current system with a system of justice, guaranteeing that
yes,
those that need the most constructive help get it. And no one, I repeat, no one, is mistreated by the color of their skin. And that is a
right.
system of justice, and that is the code. And you
exactly.
need to get on code, black family. Ain't nobody
mm-hmm.
coming to save us but us. We are
right.
all that we got, and we
yes,
need to
sir.
Act accordingly. Because we're
yeah.
poor. And right now they're using chemical, biological warfare against us,
yes,
amongst
sir.
Other types of warfare. And we are under
exactly.
on a daily basis, so we can't get cognitive
yes,
dissonance. We can't act like this is not our reality. We have to acknowledge it for what it is and work towards
mm-hmm.
creating a new reality, because this is hell on earth, what we are experiencing.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
And
you
it's
know
time that
saying?
We get the hell up out of this. So,
yes, sir.
By any means necessary, any means possible, we need to do. We already know what we need to do. We just need to do it. I'm tired of
yes,
us
sir.
Talking about what needs to be done. No, we just need to do it. We know what needs to be done. This cockadoid,
mm-hmm.
this cancer has to be eradicated from
mm-hmm.
this planet. The planet is helping us in this process. But
mm-hmm.
the more of us that get on code, the more of us that...
Mm-hmm.
practice knowledge of self, learn knowledge of self, and
yes, sir.
And take care of the collective. I think we'll be
mm-hmm.
better off as a people, black family. Because what we can't keep doing
yes,
what we've been doing. That's insanity. That's doing the same
yeah.
thing over and over and over and over again, and expecting a different result.
Different result. Yes, sir. You know, without a doubt. Yes,
well,
sir.
I love you, black
you
family, and when I believe that we will win, we will win. And it is our duty to take care of one another and love one another. If ain't nobody else going to
yes,
do
sir.
It but us.
Indeed. And that's real talk. And then also, too, in my closing comments, we definitely want to give a shout out there to all our listeners over the years. Also, too, you know, producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D, you know, may he rest in power.
Yes.
You know, we definitely appreciate his time, his contributions, you know, over the years and making that, this podcast possible. So also, too, ladies and gentlemen, definitely go to our back episodes and leave us a comment on the Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced page. Definitely check out Frontline Black News. Definitely check out Frontline Black News on StreamYard. That's hosted by Brother Che and Kruma. Then, and I believe generally our usual dates are Saturdays night at 10 p.m. in the Mountain Time Zone.
And
definitely
correct.
Support all black, yeah, and definitely support all black media because we are all we got, black family. And this is no joke. This is some very, very serious times in which we are in. And quite natural, of course, our hearts are going out to all of our listeners and their loved ones down there, you know, dealing with the situation in Louisiana right now and in Mississippi and what have you. So stay strong, black family. And on our out track tonight, I'm going to play a song by the one and only Mr. Hugh Masekela. That's called Stymella. So I'm out. The air date of this episode is August 31st, 2021. And for those of you who are listening to these episodes in the future, 40, 50 years from now, we are expressing it to you of what was really going on in this time, during the time of the pandemic. So we don't know what issues is going to be facing our people at that time 40, 50, 60 years from now, because I won't be here. And I'm hoping, you know, that those after me who participated in this in these podcasts will be. As ugly and as horrible as these current times are in 2021, we are going to tell you the real. We're not going to sugarcoat shit. This is Shabaka's Black Experience in Hand. Frontline Black News for all the crews. This ain't Disneyland. This ain't Hollywood. So our out track tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is Stymella by the one and only Mr. Hugh Masekela. Good night.
That comes from Mozambique, Angola, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Botswana, Namibia, Lesotho, Swaziland, and the whole hinterland of South Africa. This train carries only the young men and old men who are conscripted to come and work on contract in the gold mines of Johannesburg and its surrounding metropolis. Deep, deep, deep down in the belly of the earth, when they're digging and drilling for that mighty evasive stone, or when they dish that mishmash mud food into their iron plate with an iron shovel, or when they hear that choo-choo train and screaming in a puzzle in the far horizon, they always curse the coal train that brought them to Johannesburg. Amen. Yeah,